In late summer 2019, Elon Musk stood in the South Texas desert examining a gleaming stainless steel rocket prototype called Starhopper. This steampunk contraption represented nearly two decades of relentless work toward his ultimate goal, making humanity multiplanetary. What began as a wild idea had transformed into SpaceX, now the world's leading space company, surpassing even NASA's capabilities in certain areas. But how did a small team of engineers, working against impossible odds, create this aerospace revolution? The journey from garage startup to orbital pioneer wasn't just about technological innovation. It was about fundamentally reimagining how rockets are built, tested, and launched. This is the story of perseverance through catastrophic failures, the birth of a new space age, and the small team of brilliant misfits who changed the impossible into the inevitable. In 2000, Musk discovered NASA lacked concrete Mars plans and conceived Mars Oasis, a small greenhouse to inspire public support for space exploration. After failing to purchase Russian ICBMs as launch vehicles, he realized the core problem wasn't NASA's budget, but the launch industry's inefficiency. Even with more funding, NASA would likely produce only flags and footprints missions rather than sustainable space settlement. The solution became clear: dramatically reduce launch costs to enable greater space commerce and exploration. When Musk announced his rocket company plans to aerospace veterans in Los Angeles, many laughed and advised him to save your money, kid. Undeterred, he founded Space Exploration Technologies in May 2002. The early SpaceX team operated from a cavernous facility with minimal structure. Everyone handled multiple responsibilities. Even the head of sales vacuumed before important meetings. They bonded through late-night gaming sessions while working demanding 80-hour weeks, leading employees to joke that SpaceX is like dog years. You get 7 years in one. Tom Mueller, SpaceX's propulsion chief, brought exceptional talent to the company. Growing up in an Idaho logging town, he developed a passion for rocketry before spending 15 years at TRW developing powerful engines. For the Falcon 1, Musk wanted a lightweight, efficient engine producing about 70,000 pounds of thrust. When Jeff Bezos claimed engine development takes 6 to 7 years, Musk countered that his team built their first rocket engine in under 3 years. SpaceX didn't invent the Merlin engine from scratch, but made significant innovations, particularly with the turbopump feeding propellant into the combustion chamber. When their redesigned turbopump faltered, Mueller's team mastered the technology themselves, transforming a 150-pound component from 3,000 to 12,000 horsepower while maintaining its weight, a breakthrough central to SpaceX's later market dominance. SpaceX abandoned plans to test at California's Mojave Air and Spaceport due to thrust limitations, instead acquiring Beale Aerospace's defunct site in McGregor, Texas. This remote location offered minimal interference, no engine size restrictions, and business-friendly regulations, ideal for their explosive testing needs. When the Falcon 1 finally launched in March 2006 after years of development, the team's euphoria lasted only seconds before the Merlin engine caught fire. 30 seconds after liftoff, the rocket plummeted back toward Omelek Island, destroying 4 years of work in just 1 minute. The culprit? A $5 aluminum B-nut corroded by sea salt during exposure on the launch pad over holiday break. Just bad freaking luck, Mueller called it. This failure triggered SpaceX's dramatic maturation, implementing traditional aerospace practices like meticulous component tracking and comprehensive sensor systems. "We were a completely different company coming out for Flight 2," said engineer Ann Chillery. The second launch in March 2007 reached space but missed orbit when the second stage began spiraling due to propellant slosh. Despite this, the team viewed it as 95% successful. The failure highlighted the tension between rocket weight, payload capacity, and risk. While NASA had previously attempted a faster, better, cheaper approach, conventionally picking only two, Musk was attempting all three. By August 2008, after the devastating third failure caused by an unexpected stage collision, SpaceX faced its darkest hour. Musk was personally and professionally on the brink. His marriage had ended, Tesla was struggling financially, and SpaceX had nothing but failures to show for years of work. "I was out of money," Musk explained. "We had three failures under our belt. The recession was starting to hit. I didn't even have a house. My ex-wife had the house. So it was a shitty summer." Instead of assigning blame, Musk rallied his team for one final attempt with the remaining parts. With SpaceX's future at stake, they had just 6 weeks to build and launch their final Falcon 1 rocket, a period that would become the company's most transformative. The team worked feverishly, often sleeping at their desks. When the rocket began imploding during transport aboard the C-17 aircraft, engineer Zach Dunn crawled into the dark interstage while sharp components scraped his back to open a pressurization line and save the rocket. As the Great Recession deepened in September 2008, Musk desperately needed a successful launch to save both his companies. On Kwajalein, the countdown proceeded smoothly, with about 36 staff supporting the mission. Tim Buzza gave a final pep talk, comparing his young team to NASA's Apollo-era flight controllers. At 11:15 a.m., Falcon 1 ignited and rose from Omelek Island. After 2 minutes and 40 seconds came the critical moment, stage separation. This time, with a 6-second delay programmed in, the stages separated cleanly. 9.5 minutes after launch, the engine shut down. They had reached orbit. The control room erupted. "We went absolutely wild," Dunn recalled. "We were all jumping around, hugging each other, screaming." In Hawthorne, Musk emerged onto the factory floor, calling it one of the greatest days of my life. The celebration spread to nearby bars, where SpaceX veterans finally celebrated success rather than drowning sorrows. Despite the success, Musk felt only relief. "It's like the patient survived," he said. By fall 2008, SpaceX faced empty coffers with just weeks until they'd miss payroll. Their final hope was NASA's Commercial Resupply Services contract. When NASA awarded SpaceX the contract on December 22, 2008, it saved the company. "It felt like I had been taken to the firing squad and blindfolded," Musk said. Then they fired the guns, which went click. Less than 2 years later, SpaceX launched the Falcon 9 rocket at Cape Canaveral. At 157 feet tall and 735,000 pounds fully fueled, its inaugural flight was nearly perfect. By the mid-2010s, SpaceX had reduced launch costs to around $60 million, capturing two-thirds of the commercial satellite market. Nearly two decades after his initial inspiration, Musk remains driven by his Mars vision. "That's 19 years ago, and we're still not on Mars. It's a goddamn outrage." This passion fuels Starship's development for Mars settlement. From scrappy beginnings to global launch leader, SpaceX has rewritten space exploration's rules, showing that breakthroughs often come from small teams willing to risk everything for an impossible dream. Perhaps one day transforming Mars from a lifeless red planet into a living green Eden.